This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله رب العالمين. We begin by praising Allah and أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. We testify that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we send our love and our greetings, salutations to beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to his pious and pure family, to his companions and all those who follow his sunnah until the end of time. May Allah bless the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant strength to all those who are in difficulty. May Allah make easy for those who are in hardship. May Allah grant shifa to those who are injured, those who are sick. May Allah grant victory to the mujahideen in Palestine and in Gaza, and may Allah grant jannatul firdaus to our deceased and the martyrs. Ameen. As this continues, this crisis continues to unfold, and we're moving into a stage of really no other way of describing it as a genocide, and we're watching a population being butchered. Even the most impotent of organizations like the UN have come out in condemnation. We've seen, alhamdulillah, countries beginning to cut ties. Even the US has said to the Israelis that there needs to be a ceasefire, that they're going overboard now. You know, this is a bit too much killing, even for the likes of the US, but it continues. And it leaves us with a sense of powerlessness. We feel, what can we do? You know, sad, and it's good that you feel sad. It's good that you feel disturbed, because if we didn't feel bad, then that's a huge problem. But at the same time, subhanAllah, we should not be surprised. You can feel sad but not surprised. And if you look at the parallels of the story of Nabi Musa and Fir'aun in the Quran, the same characters are there today. And as we go through the story, inshallah, you can connect the dots. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats his sunnah. Allah says, this is a repetition. And it is for us to take heed of how things played out in the past to make sure that we are on the right side of things with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah begins the story of Nabi Musa by talking about the villains. And we compare the villain of Fir'aun and those around him to those today, and we ask, are they the same? Allah says, Fir'aun ala fil ard. Fir'aun believed he was better and superior. He was of a better race than the others. And he thought he was invincible. Ala fil ard. He was haughty in the land. وَجَعَلَ أَهْلَهَا شِيعًا. And he divided his people into groups, like apartheid. That's what he did. He divided people by categories. يَسْتَدْعَوْ فِطَائِفَةً مِّنْهُمْ. And one particular group he persecuted, and they were right at the bottom. He massacred them. He persecuted them. He locked them up in a concentration camp, an open-air prison, a Gaza, basically. He put them. They couldn't move. They couldn't come in or out. He completely controlled them. يُذَبِّحُ أَبَنَاءَهُمْ. He killed their children as he wanted. وَيَسْتَحِي نِسَاءَهُمْ. And he used their women as he liked. إِنَّهُ كَانَ مُفْسِدِينَ. Allah said, and he was a despicable criminal in the land. Do we not see the similarities today? Who locks people up in a concentration camp? They can't come in, can't come out. They kill children. They hurt women. Which group? So Allah says Fir'aun was like that. And Allah also says about the villains, but he intended for this group that was being massacred so badly, Allah said, we intended for them that they will get strength. And that through them, Fir'aun and Haman وجنودهم, we'll talk about these guys, Fir'aun and Haman and their soldiers, ما كانوا يحذرون. Allah says, I will bring from these oppressed people, they will come to fruition the thing which Fir'aun and his armies feared the most. So even though these guys are on top, they have all the nuclear bombs, they are the superpowers, deep down they live in fear. And this is the nature of a dishonest, evil person. He knows what he's doing is wrong. And he knows it's going to catch up with him. And so Allah says that they are living in perpetual fear. Why do you need armies and nuclear bombs? To defend yourself, because you're scared. And so Allah says, I will bring to that which they are afraid, it will come to pass through this tiny group. And if you look at the names of the criminals, there's Fir'aun, was of course the head of the snake, and he believes that he's better, he's superior because of his color. And then you have Haman, who was the man who is behind the scenes, supporting him, providing him with the military support, providing him with the political support, telling him, go and do it, encouraging him. And then you had Qarun. SubhanAllah, who's Qarun? Qarun was from the Bani Israel. He's a sellout. He's working with Fir'aun to enslave and to harm their own people in exchange for money. Qarun was even richer than Fir'aun. So SubhanAllah, do we not have people who look like us, follow our religion, very, very rich, but they collaborate with the enemy against the Ummah? SubhanAllah. So amongst us, we have Fir'auns. Amongst us, we have Hamans and we have Qaruns. And just as we have that type of people today, we also have Musas with us today. We also have heroes, people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with every time Allah sends, I said the story repeats itself. Every time Allah sends these villains, Allah also has the people that will lead us forward bi-idhnillah. And if we look at Nabi Musa, he's not the superhero that we have on TV. Superman, he can do whatever he wants. No, he's a very human person. A person with a lot of flaws and faults. A person who doesn't believe I can do it. Full of doubts. When Allah says to Nabi Musa that you have been selected to lead your people, what did Nabi Musa say? He didn't say, I knew it. I knew I was the chosen one. He says, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي أَخَافَ. Ya Allah, I'm scared. I'm very scared to do that. How can you, why are you choosing me? Of all people, you chose me. That I can't, وَيُدِيكُ صَدْرِي. My chest is tight. I mean, I don't have the courage to do this. وَلَا يَنْطَلِكُ لِسَانِي. And I can't even speak properly. You're going to send me to the United Nations? I can't even. Nabi Musa had a stutter. How am I going to be the spokesperson for the people? Help me with Harun. وَلَهُمْ عَلَيَّ ذَنْبِي. And on top of it, Ya Allah, I have a sentence over my head. We know Nabi Musa killed someone by accident in his youth. So I'm running, I'm fleeing justice. I'm basically a wanted man. فَأَخَافُ أَنْ يَقْتُلُونَ. And they might kill me. This is not the words of someone who believes he's a superhero. This is a word of a very, very human person, like all of us. If one of you was told, one of us were chosen, Allah says, you need to lead the resistance. What did we say to Allah? How me, Allah? How would you choose me? I'm like the least qualified person. That's exactly what Nabi Musa is saying. I'm the least qualified person to do this. And he gives all his excuses as we give all our excuses. And Allah responds, Kalla, don't worry. Go, inni ma'akum mustami'un. I'm with you and I'm listening. You're not alone. You just do the job. And the job isn't go and fight the armies of Fir'aun. Go and kill Fir'aun. Go and, you know, get nuclear bombs. No, Allah says, you go and just deliver the message. You go and share your status on WhatsApp. You go and write the letter. You go and make the petition. You just go and raise your concerns. That's all Allah is asking us. He's not saying go out and conquer the world. No, you go out and make the position known. And so Allah says, go to him and tell him, أرسل معنا بني إسرائيل. Important. Nabi Musa's message is, go to Fir'aun and say, look, release my people. Stop committing oppression. I'm not saying you must resign. I'm not saying you must give up your kingdom. You can stay Fir'aun. You can stay the king. You can keep your palaces. But stop persecuting these people. Just, I'm asking you to be just. And so, when you do this, look at the way Fir'aun responded. Have we not heard this before? So Fir'aun is asked a very simple question. Nabi Musa comes to him now, and picture this, so this is the United Nations of the time. Fir'aun is sitting there on his throne. Nabi Musa alayhi salam has come now into the room. He's given an audience. He said, okay, give your speech. He's giving his speech. He says, I want the persecution of my people to stop. Stop besieging them. Stop cutting off their water. Stop bombing them. Stop killing their children. And allow us to leave. You don't want us to live in your land? Let us live in freedom. Let us leave. Look how Fir'aun responds. Fir'aun says, did we not raise you when you were a child? Does he address any of the issues Nabi Musa said? He says, did we not raise you in the palace when you were a child? And we looked after you and we cared for you while you were a youngster? And you did that thing that you did. You remember that thing that you did? The murder. You did that thing that you did. And you are a kafir. You are a very ungrateful person. Fir'aun is giving his speech now. This guy, I raised him. And this guy, he did that crime that we all know. So now, did Fir'aun even respond to any of the questions that Nabi Musa raised to him? Did Fir'aun address anything? Fir'aun is purely responding with propaganda. So Nabi Musa comes back and he says, "Watilka, this good that you did to me, this when you were good to me when I was a child, and my one crime that I did, is this your excuse for causing a genocide against my people? Is this your justification?" And this is exactly what's happening today. Before you can talk, you may say, stop oppressing people, stop killing children, stop occupying their land. Do you condemn Hamas? That's the first question we're going to ask. Do you condemn yourself? They don't address the issues. And this is taken from Fir'aun's textbook. Because the minute you start talking the facts and the truth, they have nothing to stand on. So they use side tactics. And Nabi Musa puts it very clearly. Is this your argument for committing a genocide against Bani Israel, that you were good to me when I was a child? Is that your argument? That I killed one person by mistake, that's why you're going to commit genocide against the whole people? So now, Fir'aun again, now he responds, قَالَ أَجِئْتَنَا لِتُخْرِجَنَا مِنْ أَرْضِنَا بِسِحْرِكَ يَا مُوسَى. Have you come to expel us from our lands? Have you come to destroy us and kill all of us? You are anti-Fir'auni. You want to destroy all of us Egyptians. And he says to his people that Musa and his brother, يُرِيدَانِ أَنْ يُخْرِجَاكُمْ مِنْ أَرْضِكُمْ. Fir'aun is now talking to the media and he's talking to the Egyptian people and the army. These guys have come to expel us. They are invading us. We need to defend ourselves. They want to expel us from our land. And وَيَذْهَبَا بِتَرِيكَتِكُمُ الْمُثْلَى. And they want to corrupt our perfect way of life. We have our values. They want to corrupt our values. And they want to overthrow our religion and our way of life. Is that what Nabi Musa came to say? Did he say, you must leave Egypt or let my people go? Stop persecuting my people. When did Nabi Musa ever say, Fir'aun, give me your palaces? So the tyrant, what is his answer? I need to defend myself. From whom? Who's persecuting you? Who's trying to kill you? You are the one doing the oppression. You are the one doing the occupation. You're the one doing the besieging. You have the nuclear bombs. How can you play the victim? As strange as it is now, Fir'aun did the exact same thing. He's playing the victim. He's the most powerful man in the world, with the most powerful army in the world, against the most oppressed people in the world. And he says, we are the victims. We're only defending ourselves. So the Israeli media, PR, took Fir'aun's playbook, play by play, and they used it exactly. So, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you can plan, but I'll plan better. He had the army. He had all the governments on his side, and he had the media on his side. And so he says, I'm going to publicly humiliate you. And he called this massive, as we know, arena, where he was going to show his strength and his might. Musa, you have this trick where you can make a stick turn to a snake. I'll bring all the sorcerers, and I'll show you in front of the eyes of the world, you'll be humiliated. But when truth stands against falsehood, falsehood can't stand. And so we know that of the first defeats that Allah had given Fir'aun was to disgrace him publicly. The aura of invincibility, the aura of he cannot be defeated. Once that was knocked, people start having doubts. And his deck of cards begins to crumble. We saw this happen 7th of October. An army, a group of people that believed that they were invincible, they could not be touched, they were hit. And you will see the retaliation. So we know that the story of Nabi Musa, that when he stood in front of the sorcerers and they threw their sticks. Look what Allah describes the scene. Allah says, "Saharu a'yun an-nas." They were able to deceive the eyes of people, bewitch the eyes of people. What they saw on their devices and what they saw on TV wasn't the truth. They were indoctrinated. "Wastarhabuhum waja'u bisihrin 'azim." And they were completely stunned by this illusion that Fir'aun created. But then Allah says, don't worry. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى. Don't worry. You just do your job. You present the truth. Put the stick down. And when Nabi Musa put the stick down, the one true snake devoured all those ropes. To show. And Allah says, فَوَقَى الْحَقِّ وَبَطَلَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. That the illusion was completely destroyed and the truth prevailed over deception. It will always be this case. You can put out 1,000 fake media things, 1,000 fake news. But when truth really stands up and people get to see it and they will realize it for the truth, it will prevail over the lies. فَغُلِبُوا هُنَالِكَ وَانْقَلَبُوا صَاغِرِينَ. And so Fir'aun, for the first time, and his cronies and his people and his PR campaign were completely humiliated in the eyes of the world. The whole world saw them for what they were. And this was the beginning of the end. When the illusion of his power and invincibility starts to diminish, that's when things start to fall apart. And that's exactly where Israel is right now. Their invincibility was proven to be false. Their lies were exposed. The media stuff they put out are being challenged by people, by not media companies, by basic people, you and me, challenging their narratives. 40 dead babies, false, lies. They can't show one video of their victims. We're showing, and may Allah protect, this is bad campaign, but we have to show dead children on our side. And so the world is seeing the truth for what it is now. And as we said, governments are beginning to pull their ambassadors away. Governments are beginning to cut ties. A country like Bahrain, who was of the first to normalize ties with Israel, they have cut ties, alhamdulillah, with Israel, pulled back the ambassador, ended the economic agreement. As we said, in context of this, in September, just a month, 2 months ago, the Palestinian cause seemed to be so dead. The Palestinian cause was at its weakest position it was ever. People weren't talking about it anymore. Even as I said, Netanyahu had the guts to show a map in the Middle East where Palestine was wiped off the map in front of the world. And he says, this is the new Middle East. And we're just waiting for the signature of Saudi Arabia. The last people to sign is Saudi Arabia, and it's a new age. At that point in time, the middle of September, it seemed like Palestine was gone. A month later, the Palestinian cause has never been stronger. Yes, people are dying. The Palestinian people are in complete difficulty and make dua for them. But the Palestinian cause is stronger than ever in 1 month. And already, as we said, those who had signed the contract with Israel, that plan has fallen to ruins now. Bahrain has dropped out. Saudi Arabia is not signing the documents anymore. And inshallah, all of them will renounce this treaty. Now, when you do this to a bully, you humiliate him publicly. You prove that he's a liar. He starts losing his political support. How does he respond? How is Israel responding? The only way a bully knows how to respond, I'm going to pound on you even more. So what did he say? When this happened to Fir'aun, when he was humiliated publicly, also it's amazing how these tyrants and dictators, they have such a small ego. The minute their ego is hurt, they need to commit some kind of genocide. Something, you know, subhanAllah. Anyway, so Fir'aun now, his ego is, وَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْ قَوْمِ فِرْعَوْنَ. And now the advisors, the people around Fir'aun says, أَتَذَرُ مُوسَى, are you going to leave it like that? Musa and his people, that they are going to cause mischief in the land? What do we have to respond? We have to do something. We can't just leave it like that. So, what are we going to do? قَالَ سَنَقْتُلُ أَبَنَاءَهُمْ. We'll kill their children. SubhanAllah. Whose people is responding exactly like this? You humiliated us, we're angry, so we're going to kill your kids. Which side is losing, subhanAllah, said, every minute a child, or every 15 minutes a child dies, subhanAllah, by this in Palestine. Which side is doing this? Fir'aun and Israel. We will kill their children. وَنَسْتَحِي نِسَاءَهُمْ وَإِنَّ فَوْكُمْ قَاهِرُونَ. And we will dominate them completely. We will show them who's boss. We are going to completely pulverize them. That's the only way we're going to pound them into submission. Now, when this happens, they might appear to be one collective group, but it's not the case. Internally, there are good people who say, this can't be right. Internally, there are people who also see the children dying and being bombed and say, this can't be the right thing. And there's a lot of people who are there, but they're not voicing it. But inshallah, we hope for at least one voice. In Surah Ghafir, there's a chapter in the Quran called Surah Ghafir. It has a second name called Surah Mu'min, the believer. The one believer. And who is this believer? This is not Nabi Musa and the Bani Israel. It is a believer, it is a person inside Fir'aun's cabinet. And he gives a speech. This is in Surah Ghafir. He gives a speech when Fir'aun is about to commit, like go off the rails. And he gives a speech against Fir'aun's policies. Allah says, وَقَالَ رَجُلْ. And a man who believed, مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنِ. He's from Fir'aun's people. يَكْتُمْ إِمَانَهُ. He kept his position, his iman hidden. He kept his iman silent. He was a believer, but he was still on the inside. And then he started to talk. And subhanAllah, all those people who are out there and you have doubt and you don't agree with your company or your organization, you don't agree with your political party. Alhamdulillah, some people are willing to have the guts to, if you know what I'm talking about, the politician stood out against his political party. Yes, he paid the price, but alhamdulillah, may Allah grant him better. Because he spoke out against his political party. There are many people in the world, in political parties, that told them, you keep quiet and toe the line. Don't you talk about ceasefire or anything. But there are those who talk out. And this man in Fir'aun's cabinet spoke out. He says, why are you killing these people? Are you going to kill a person? What is so evil about what Musa is asking for? He's just saying, we worship one God, and let my people go free. What exactly are the Palestinians asking for that is so terrible, we must kill them? They just want to live. Even now it's a free Palestine. What does this mean, free Palestine? They never said we want to kill all the Jews, or we want to wipe you off the map. They said we want to live in peace and dignity. What's so bad about that? What is so evil about that? He's asking Fir'aun. And وَقَالَ جَاءَكُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ And Musa has come with clear signs. We have clear evidence, footage, what's happening. You see, the people in Israel, in the government, in America, in UK, they know the facts, what's happening on the ground. They know what is false and fake media. They say, look, we know what is, this is crap that you're putting out. We know it's crap. So how can we still support this? And then he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي مَنْ هُوَ مُسْرِفٌ كَذَّابٌ And he says, and these people, obviously, if you believe in a Lord, you believe in a higher power, you know you're on the wrong side of things. Your Lord, any Lord, any God, whatever you call him, will never be happy with you killing children and civilians. He will never support you in committing a genocide and telling lies to the world. So he's saying to the people, and that is why any one of us, if you're in an organization, have the guts and the courage to speak up. Be like this man in Surah Mu'min, who gave the speech. Allah doesn't record the speech of Nabi Harun, Nabi Musa. Allah records this man's speech because he spoke directly to Fir'aun in the inner circle of Fir'aun. Have that confidence to be like this man. And Allah ends the speech by saying, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيْئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا And Allah said, I saved this man from the evil outcome. We know what's going to happen to Fir'aun. This believer was saved. وَحَاقَ بِآلَ فِرْعَوْنَ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ As for Fir'aun, all of them were destroyed except the man who stood up and spoke out. All these political parties, their time will come. And Allah will save the people that stood on the side of truth. Don't fear speaking out. You might lose something now, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you something better. So we have the villains, we have the heroes, we have the media, we have the people on the inside. What about the people themselves, the people of Gaza, the people being persecuted, the one where the bombs are falling on them? What does Allah say about them? قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ So as they are being pummeled by Fir'aun, Nabi Musa says to his people, إِسْتَعِينُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاسْبِرُوا I don't have a solution for you. I don't have a magic, spell that can save you. All I can ask you is, make dua, seek the help of Allah. Now many of us may feel, we're so powerless, what are we doing? Why are we not going out? This is what Allah, Nabi Musa is saying to his people, there's nothing that we can do now, except to make dua for Allah's help, waspiru, and to be patient. إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ That the entire world belongs to Allah. يَرِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ And he will give it to whomever he wants, min ibadi, of his servants. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ الْمُتَّقِينَ But in the end, the righteous are going to win. Nabi Musa, all he can do is give motivational talks. I can't give you a solution. And so the people were being persecuted. The Bani Israel says, قَالُوا أُوذِينَا مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن تَأْتِينَا That we were going through a lot of difficulty. We were being persecuted long before this. It didn't only start now. They're saying to Nabi Musa, for decades and centuries we've been persecuted. Before you came and after you came. مَجْئْتَنَا So they're complaining. And look, these are believers. But it's normal to complain. How long must we go through this? How long is Allah going to put us in this difficulty? And Nabi Musa says, Asa Rabbukum an yahlika aduwakum. He says, Insha'Allah, Insha'Allah, Allah will destroy your enemies. وَيَسْتَخْلِفَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ And He will make you, give you power. فَيَنْذُرُ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ And He will see what you do. This is a test. Allah is asking you, how are you going to respond? How will you respond? And then of course we know the outcome. Allah will show the outcome. Nabi Musa did not, the Bani Israel did not kill Fir'aun. Nabi Musa did not kill Fir'aun. Who killed Fir'aun? Himself. And this is the end result of every dictator and tyrant. He will eventually hang himself. Allah subhanahu will allow him to destroy himself. And so eventually, even though he had all the power and all the might and all the money and all the media, and he couldn't bring himself to let these people go, eventually when they escaped, he could have just left them. It wouldn't have hurt him, but his ego was too big. And so he called a cabinet. We're going to go in. He could have bombed from the air. He could have continued the besiegement. But he had to make a point by sending his troops in. So, Fir'aun, فَأَرْسَلَ فِرْعَوْنُ فِي الْمَدَائِنْ حَاشِرِينَ And so Fir'aun called all the recruits, all the reservists from all over the world. Come, the army must assemble. إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَشِرْمَذَتُونَ قَلِيلُونَ This, and he's now giving a speech, this tiny speck of an insect of people, they have upset us, and they have humiliated us, so now we're going to exterminate them. He's made the decision, we're going to kill them completely. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَنَا لَغَائِذُونَ And they have cause so much frustration to us, and they're tiny and they're insignificant. وَإِنَّ لَجَمِيعُونَ حَاذِرُونَ And we are all ready. Our tanks, our army is ready. So Allah says, فَأَخْرَجْنَاهُمْ مِنْ جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ And so we cause them to leave their bases, cause them to leave their places of security, cause them to leave their palaces and all the comforts. They left and they put themselves into a trap. And they walked right into a trap. وَأَزْلَفْنَا ثُمَّ الْآخَرِينَ And we drew them closer to the place where they were meant to be. And so as we know, that moment, Fir'aun sees the Red Sea open. His army see that the Red Sea has split open in front of them. The Bani Israel leave. He didn't have to step. If he just stood back, he wouldn't have been destroyed. But he took the step. He walked into it. And so when he and his, and subhanAllah, all those blind followers, this is for all those blind followers, you know you're following a crazy dictator. You know you're following a genocidal psychopath. You keep following him, you're going to go down like Fir'aun. فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ So Allah says, and so we inflicted, when we took them, we punished them. Allah only hits once and that's it, it's over. فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ We punished them. فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ فِي الْيَمِّ And we drowned all of them. بِأَنَّهُمْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا Because they were liars. وَكَانُوا عَنْهَا غَافِلِينَ And they were heedless of their actions. Eventually, they walked into their own destruction. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is exactly what happens to all the dictators and tyrants. Even if the believers do nothing but make dua, they will eventually destroy themselves. وَأَوْرَثْنَا الْقَوْمَ And as for the people who were patient and persevere, Allah says, وَأَوْرَثْنَا الْقَوْمَ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا يُسْتَدْعَفُونَ مَشَارِكَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا And we took a people who were the most persecuted in the land. We gave them power and might. And we put them in the land of Palestine. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ الْحُسْنَى عَلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا And we were good to the people of Bani Israel as we promised them. They were patient. We promised them that we will help them. And so we gave them success. Because of the patience. وَدَمَّرْنَا مَا كَانَ يَصْنَعُ فِرْعَوْنَ وَقَوْمَهُ وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْرِشُونَ And we destroyed Fir'aun and his people. So subhanAllah, history repeating itself to the T. The characters are the same. The only question is, subhanAllah, who are we in the story? Are we with Fir'aun? Are we with Fir'aun's army? Are we with Nabi Musa? Are we with Bani Israel? Are we on the inside trying to make changes? Are we spectators like those who just watched and didn't do anything? Allah, as the ayah says, Nabi Musa says to the Bani Israel, Allah is doing this to see how you will respond. So may Allah grant us to respond in a manner which pleases Him. May Allah grant us to be that generation where we see the dictators perish as He had caused Fir'aun and Haman and all those perish before. May Allah grant victory to the Mujahideen. Jazakallah khair. Wa sallallahu sayyidina Muhammad wa ala sahbihi sallam mursaleen. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.